General Meeting, Sweden, July 1982. Children's Meeting, Hugh Walker.
Boys and girls, mothers and fathers, grandfathers and grandmothers, this is a very special meeting for our children, and a special welcome then to all the boys and girls. If there are any boys and girls who would like to sit up a little closer, there are a few seats up front. But if you're more comfortable with mom and dad, I understand that, because that's the way I was when I was your size too. I'd like to ask you to sing with me hymn number 32 on your hymn sheet. It's not on the last page, it's in the middle of your hymn sheet. Hymn number 32, What Can Wash Away My Sins? Who knows the answer? That's right, I had something for you, Brent. Okay. Thank you. So that not one spot remains, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood.
Away except the precious blood of the Lord Jesus that was
shed for me and for you at Calvary's cross so very long ago, and yet it still can wash away all our sins. Let's just ask the Lord's blessing before we go on with our Sunday school. Our custom back home is to invite children to give out a hymn. So, on the back page of the gospel choruses, it says children's hymns and choruses. If you'd like to give out a hymn or a chorus from the back page, raise your hand and I'll ask you to come up to the microphone and tell us the number. All right, here's a young lady. Reward for coming to the microphone. Hymn number 46. Glad King I be, I am, He is, I hear, I am King. They've set right for children's level. We won't have to move them anymore. You come right over to this one and tell us what we only have one of in this hymn. One what?
45.
We only have one heart, right? Is that we?
45.
That's what we sang, didn't we?
No, I'm 44.
This young lady wants to sing another hymn. Who reads? We'll sing it in a minute, dear. Here's your postcard. Be ready to sing 44. Who remembers from this hymn what we only have one of? This gentleman right here.
Heart.
And what is that heart for? I hope that all of you boys and girls will remember that God has given you two of some things, but He's only given you one heart and only one tongue. And we read in God's precious word that if we believe in our heart and we confess with our mouth Jesus is Lord, then we are saved. So the Lord has given us two hands. The Lord has given us two ears. I'm glad that we have two ears. And the Lord gives us two eyes. But He only gives us one heart, and He only gives us one tongue. Now this young lady asked if we might sing hymn number 44. Into a camp where I'll just be born.
Either pretend I'm not home or open the door and see who's there. And
Every time you come to Sunday school and sing these gospel choruses, every time you open God's Word, or it's open for you and read to you, you are responsible to do something with it. You can ignore it, but as we heard in the gospel last night, that is very, very serious and very, very sad. Or you can answer God's voice, answer the Lord Jesus Christ, and receive Him as your Savior and have all your sins washed away. That is what the Lord Jesus came to do, to seek and to save that which was lost. That word saved, a wonderful Savior. This word, Christ saying one more before we open God's Word together. This young man over here. In number 40. Well, this is one that everybody here, I'm sure, has sung more than once and more than twice, too. Jesus loves me. I want everybody to point to me. Who's the me? You all know that word. Not a very big word. You know that it means me. Jesus loves me.
Jesus loved me since I know.
Close beside all the way in the fire.
while I read a few verses to your parents. You'll forgive me, but I notice there are a lot of parents here this morning, and the Word of God is for boys and girls and for their parents too. So while I read two or three verses to your parents, listen if you can, but also think of something strange. I want one or two people to be able to tell me something strange that happened to them or that they have heard about. The word strange is before me this morning. And I would like to have one or two boys or girls come up to the microphone and tell us about something strange that's happened to them or that they have heard or read about. It has to be something strange, S-T-R-A-N-G-E, strange. For the parents, I'd like to read a verse in the book of Psalms. Psalm 127 and verse 3. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth. And verse chapter 128 and verse 1. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Verse 3. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. One more verse. Psalm 144. Verse 12, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace. Dear parents, I'm so thankful that my parents have brought me to conferences, read the Word of God in our living room, prayed with us as a family, took me to the assembly meetings, because it was in that environment that the Lord was able to feed my soul. By the Spirit of God, I was fed and strengthened and built up in the most holy faith. I would like to say at the time of a conference, I know it's hot. There are a lot of hot people at Wheaton fanning themselves. That's beautiful. And there are a lot of hot children here, and that's wonderful, because the conferences provide us with a wonderful opportunity of fellowship, and more importantly, of being over the precious Word of God. Don't be discouraged with children. They are a heritage from the Lord. And I remember the boy who was at a conference, boys and girls, not here, but in another city, where I became very much exercised about whether I really was saved or not. My mother and father were saved. I had been raised in a home where the Word of God was read and prayer was made, but it was at a conference, and it was during the singing of a gospel hymn, Just As I Am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou didst me come for thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Well, it was in a gospel meeting and a conference that the Spirit of God seemed to speak so real and so forcefully to my soul. I don't remember what the gospel preacher spoke about, but I remember speaking from my heart to the Lord in connection with the singing of that wonderful gospel hymn. So I'm glad you parents have brought your children, despite the heat and perhaps some of the discomforts of traveling in this time of year, the heat, that you're here with your children. I just think these verses are a real encouragement. I'll tell you parents a little incident that happened in our home assembly. Some of us have teenagers or even married children now. One day, those older children decided they would like to have a special dinner in the meeting room for their parents. And they did. They put on a lovely meal for their parents. and we were seated as guests and served royally. And the verse of scripture that was the theme of that evening's time together, fellowship, was the 12th verse of the 144th Psalm, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace. The young people, I believe, were expressing in their best way their appreciation for the parents' efforts in bringing them to the conferences and the meetings and the Sunday school and the prayer meeting and the reading meeting. And you know, boys and girls, if the Lord leaves you here, you may someday be parents too, because once I was a little boy at conferences, now I'm a grandfather, and so the years pass by, and we see that boys and girls do grow up. We're so happy to have you this morning, and I just thought that would be a little encouragement before we speak directly to the children, to you parents who I know sometimes go home very, very tired from conferences, but praise God, the effort is worth it. Now, has anybody thought of a strange story, strange happening? There's a boy way back there. You're going to have to come all the way up here. Tell us your story. His parents are looking a little apprehensive, but that's all right.
A garbage truck broke down right in front of their house. dream story. But thank you for sharing it with us. Now in that 144th Psalm, now the boys and girls of that Bible can turn to the same chapter that your parents are looking at with me. And we've got some things about strange children to read about this morning. The dream. Two verses. The 144th Psalm, verse 7. Send thine hand from above, rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children. And verse 11. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is the right hand of falsehood. Boys and girls, I discovered that in this chapter there are two times these words, strange children. Now, our friends, that little girl get her postcard? Our friends who came up and told us their story told us about strange happenings. But the Word of God that we have before us, right there, for those of us who have our Bible, speaks of strange children. I wonder if there are any strange children in the room this morning. You don't look strange. You all look very clean. You all look very healthy. Most of you look very happy. But the Word of God says that twice in this chapter there are such things as strange children. Well, I would like to use this for a little story or two from the Word of God. First of all, back in the book of Genesis, there is a story about a strange child. Do you know why I think this strange child was strange? Well, it wasn't because he looked strange. It was because of what he did. I think it was very, very strange. His name was Cain. What strange thing did this boy Cain do? Who knows their story?
Killed his brother.
Well, that is the most strange thing for a boy to do. Kill his brother. Well, you know, boys and girls, this man was a boy named Cain. He had a heart exactly like mine. I have one brother. I'm sad to say that there were times we didn't always agree, and I have recollections of that. One time or another saying, I could kill you. My heart was exactly like Cain's heart, strange. Killed his brother. Well, that's what sin has done. As a result of sin, we have strange hearts, and we do strange things. Well, in the further on in the book of Genesis, there's a story of a man who was put in a deep pit by his brothers. Now, who knows who I'm speaking of this time? This young lady, Ingress.
Joseph
is right. Imagine, there was Joseph with his brothers. They took him, they took his coat off, and they put him in a pit. Really, they wanted to do to him exactly what Cain did to his brother Abel, but he had one brother that wasn't quite as green, and they put him in a pit and sold him into the land of Egypt as a slave. Would you like your brother to be a slave in the land of Egypt? Would you like your sister to be be a slave in the land of Egypt, far off from home, not knowing the language, not used to the customs. Well, these brothers did what we might say a strange thing to their brothers. Well, we could go on. There's a story in Samuel, 1 Samuel, about two sons, two young men. Their father's name was Eli. Who was Eli? You've been up to see me yet? You got a postcard yet? Well, we'll get somebody. There's a girl down there. Who was Eli here? He was the priest. You get a poster. He had two very strange sons. It tells us, if we were to look at the chapter in 1 Samuel, which we won't look at, it tells us that they knew not the Lord. Did they have any chance of knowing the Lord? Yes. They had a father who was perhaps the greatest prophet at the time in the land of Israel. He knew the Lord. But his sons knew not the Lord. They were strange boys. Well, we could go on talking about strangers in the Word of God. And then we get to our chapter here. It speaks twice of being delivered from strange children. Well, you know, there was a prophet once, and he didn't have a lot of hair on his head. And some children tried to make fun of him. What did they say to this prophet who didn't have a lot of hair on his head? You come up and tell us something. Oh, they insulted this prophet. They said, "Go up, thou bald head. Go up, thou bald head." They were strange children, but something very strange happened to them. Somebody who hasn't been up. David, isn't it? Danny.
Some bears came out and killed them.
Some bears came out and killed those boys and did this strange thing. They were strange children. Now, we're just about running out of time, but here's what's on my heart, boys and girls. We know from the Word of God that strange things happened in the Bible. And sometimes it was children or young men. Sorry, Danny. You're a good waiter. There you are. Sometimes we find in the Word of God a strange thing happened, and sometimes it was children who did strange things. Well, it says here, deliver me or rid me. Get rid of. Deliver me from the hand of strange children whose mouth speaks vanity. That means who talk about silly things, who just have no time to speak of the Lord, whose mouths do not confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Deliver me from those kind of children. And whose right hand is the right hand of falsehood. You know, the right hand is often the strong hand. The right hand is often the hand that we throw a ball with, unless we are left-handed, then we would maybe switch to the left hand and speak of the left hand. But for those who are right-handed, the right hand is the strong hand. But sometimes that right hand is used in strange ways. Well, the psalmist David says, deliver me from such children. Rid me from such children. Well, you know, boys and girls, I think there are many strange children. I hope not in this room, but in Wheaton, Illinois. I know there are many strange children in the city where I live. I know there are many strange children in the United States of America because I believe with all my heart that every boy and girl who has heard the way of salvation and refused to come to the Lord Jesus Christ is a very, very strange. said you may be saved, you may have eternal life if you work very, very hard for it. There are many boys and girls in this room who would say, I want to start right now and work for eternal life. Just two or three weeks ago, we were in the city of Montreal, and we saw a lady climbing up a flight of stairs, maybe 50 stairs, I don't know, I didn't count them, cement stairs, and this lady didn't walk up. Do you know how she went up those stairs? The most strange way I've ever seen anybody go upstairs. She got down on her knees. And on her knees, one stair at a time, up she went. Every one of them. We watched her go right to the top. Right to the top of the top. How strange. How very, very strange to watch this lady going up the stairs on her knees. Well, you know, she was doing it because she thought, in her strange mind, that God was going to forgive some of her sins if she walked upstairs on her knees. Well, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the Lord is looking down in this room this morning at Wheaton, and he's seeing a lot of children. I wonder if God this morning in wisdom, God looking down with his all-powerful eyes, sees any strange children in the room this morning. I don't, but I don't have the eyes of God. Maybe your parents don't see anything strange about you, but if you have never come to that precious Savior who shed his precious blood on Calvary's cross and asked him, that's not hard, you know. You ask for ice cream, you ask for a drink of water. It's exactly the same. It comes from your heart, and you ask the Lord Jesus to be your Savior, then you are no longer a strange child, but you're one like is written about in 1 John. We'll close with one verse there. In 1 John chapter 1, it says, I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. And it also says, I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven. How many of them? All of them. 100% of them. John would write those and address them as little children. They didn't know a lot of verses. They didn't know a lot of what we call doctrine. But they knew two things. Their sins were forgiven, and they knew that God was their Father. Just two things. They accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. And dear children, they aren't strange children. Because in heaven there will be no strangers there. We will know even as also we are known. And so I would just leave this thought with you. If you know in your heart this morning you are a strange child in God's sight, you don't have to stay that way. Jesus this morning invites you to come to him. He died for you. He loves you. We sang about this, his love. He wants you. Won't you come and no longer be a strange child, but one of God's own dear children? Now we'll have one short chorus, a word of prayer, and close. This boy back here. Yeah, come up and come.
Pardon.
Thank you. I didn't forget. Number 41.